burned through its entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months. And the COO publicly admitted he cannot link a single token consumed to a feature delivered to consumers. In the words of Andrew McDonald, that link is not there yet. This is the AI Expert Edition, the week when cost, sovereignty, and auditing agents stopped being three separate conversations and became the same architecture decision for the CTO. In December 2025, Uber did what many companies dream of doing. It distributed Claude code to 5,000 engineers at once. It was the kind of adoption that generates keynote slides, and it did. By March, 84% of Uber's developers were agentic coding users. By April, 95% of engineers were using AI tools monthly. 70% of committed code came from AI. 11% of production backend updates were executed by agents with zero human review. These were the numbers any engineering leader wanted to present to the board. And then the budget ran out. 4 months after rollout, the company had burned through its entire AI budget forecast for all of 2026. CTO Praveen Naga told The Information, "I went back to square one because the budget I thought I would need is already gone." The mechanism is straightforward when you look at the pricing structure. Claude Code uses consumption-based pricing, no caps per engineer. The monthly cost per engineer averaged between $150 and $250. Heavy users paid $500 to $2,000 per month. In aggregate, across 5,000 engineers, monthly spending ranged from $2.5 million to $10 million. By comparison, GitHub Copilot charges between $10 and $39 per seat per month, fixed rate. But the worst part wasn't just the cost. It was the design of the incentive system Uber built on top of it. The company implemented internal leaderboards that ranked engineers by AI usage. More tokens consumed meant higher scores. You literally built a mechanism that rewards maximum consumption, and then were surprised by the bill. The company's AI costs rose 6 times relative to 2024, against an R&D base of $3.4 billion. And COO Andrew McDonald exposed the measurement problem in a way that deserves direct quotation. "It's very hard to draw a line between one of those stats and, okay, now we're producing 25% more useful consumer features. Engineering output metrics improved, more commits, faster iteration velocity. Feature delivery velocity to consumers did not keep pace proportionally. There was a mismatch between what was being measured and what the company needed to produce." That mismatch reflects two simultaneous problems. First, a measurement failure. Internal productivity proxies don't map to product velocity. Second, a genuine question about what agentic tools actually compress. They compress time to write code, but that code still needs QA, integration, and product review before it reaches the consumer. Uber is not backing away. It's testing Codex alongside Claude Code and moving toward agent-led development. But CEO Dara Khosrowshahi revealed the company was decelerating hiring to compensate for increased AI investment. The bill came due and changed headcount decisions. And Microsoft's Experiences Plus devices canceled internal Claude Code licenses in May, with a June 30 migration deadline to GitHub Copilot CLI. Internal sources confirmed cost management influenced the timing. Claude Code had become very popular, perhaps too popular. GitHub just published the playbook for how not to fall into that trap. GitHub cut agentic workflow token spending by up to 62% in production. The approach was threefold. Eliminate unused MCP tools, replace MCP calls with native GitHub CLI invocations, and implement two daily agentic loops, a daily token usage auditor and a daily token optimizer. What anchors the system is the effective tokens metric they created. Output tokens weigh 4 times, cache reads weigh 0.1 times. Model multipliers, Haiku at 0.25 times, Sonnet at 1.0 times, Opus at 5.0 times. A 10% drop in effective tokens translates directly to 10% cost reduction, regardless of which model is running. It's a single currency that cuts across all stack heterogeneity. Results were measured across 12 internal workflows over at least 109 post-correction executions. Auto triage issues dropped 62%, Smoke Claude 59%, Security Guard 43%, Daily Community Attribution 37%. Only one workflow increased, Contribution Check, by 5%, and GitHub attributed the increase to a change in PR size, not an optimizer regression. The counterintuitive finding that matters more than the numbers, Daily Community Attribution was carrying 8 unused MCP tools with 0 calls across an entire execution. Removing those tools reduced nothing. The tool schemas were a tiny fraction of the workflow's total context, dominated by large text payloads. MCP pruning only works when schema bloat dominates the prompt. If your workflow already carries large documents or extended conversation history, cutting unused MCP tools will be optimization noise. What GitHub did most intelligently was created agents that audit themselves. The Daily Token Usage Auditor aggregates consumption by workflow and flags anomalous spikes. The Daily Token Optimizer reviews source code and recent logs, opens a GitHub issue, and proposes specific fixes. The infrastructure is available on the GHA-A CLI today. The team's next step is portfolio analysis to eliminate duplicate reads and shared intermediate artifacts across entire repository fleets. The thesis is simple. Token pricing at enterprise scale is a cloud cost problem, not a software license problem. Usage caps, per engineer budgets, and monitoring layers equivalent to DevOps governance on AWS need to precede agentic rollouts, not follow the first budget emergency. And there's a third element in this equation, and Anthropic just moved it materially. On May 28th, 6 weeks after Opus 4.7, Anthropic launched Claude Opus 4.8. The standard API price stayed identical, $5 per million input tokens, $25 per million output tokens. But fast mode, which delivers approximately 2.5 times more throughput than standard mode, dropped from $30 and $150 to $10 and $50 per million tokens, a two-thirds reduction in the mode that matters most for agentic loops. And performance rose alongside. On Suibench Pro, Opus 4.8 scored 69.2%, above 4.7 64.3%, surpassing GPT 5.5 at 58.6% and Gemini 3.1 Pro at 54.2%. On Suibench Verified, it reached 88.6%. On computer use, 84% on online mind to web and 83.4% on OS World Verified. GDP Val ALO of 1890 against GPT 5.5 1769. It's the only model to complete all cases of Anthropic's internal superagent benchmark end to end. What that forces the CTO to reconsider is the purchase premise. When the market's most capable model costs the same as its predecessor and delivers superior performance, the cost of not measuring token per feature became higher than the cost of measuring it badly. Token per feature has to be a board KPI, not an engineering detail. Before turning the page, one alert from the Opus 4.8 system card that deserves attention before any rollout. Anthropic identified a growing trend of the model speculating about evaluators in its internal reasoning text, present in approximately 5% of training episodes. This hasn't yet translated to observable worst behavior, but architects running pipelines with governed evaluation or agents in legal context need to monitor calibration drift before scaling. 36 days between 4.7 and 4.8. If you built evaluation gates around 4.7 in April, you already have qualification debt, regardless of vendor. Let's shift the frame. The entire token cost conversation assumes one premise. The model lives in the cloud. But there's a cluster running DeepSeek V3.1 with 671 billion parameters at 25 tokens per second on 4 Mac Studios, no API calls, no data egress for $38,000. This is not a research paper, it's documented production. The configuration, 4 Mac Studio M3 Ultra with 512 gigabytes of RAM each at $9,499 per unit, connected with Thunderbolt 5, total approximately $38,000. The same stack runs Kimi K2, the trillion parameter mixture of experts model at 34 tokens per second. Everything on premises, under full control, no third party in the loop. What made this viable today is macOS 26.2's RDMA over Thunderbolt 5. Stabilize.io measured 5 to 9 microseconds of latency between nodes, versus typical 300 microseconds for Thunderbolt without RDMA. That two order of magnitude difference allows you to partition layers with tensor parallelism across unified memory pools without the interconnect becoming the bottleneck. For smaller budgets, there's the 4 Mac Mini M4 Pro configuration, 48 gigabytes of RAM each, $1,999 per unit, plus $200 in Thunderbolt 5 cables, total approximately $8,200. That setup serves Nemotron 70B at 8 tokens per second and Qwen 2.5 Coder 32B at 18 tokens per second via XL Labs. The choice of framework depends on the critical path. An archive benchmark on Mac Studio M2 Ultra found MLX delivering the highest sustained generation throughput, MLC LLM the lowest time to first token, Llama.prop the most efficient single stream serving, Olama the most ergonomic deployment with throughput and latency costs. All still fall behind VLLM in absolute performance on NVIDIA GPU systems. But absolute performance isn't the central argument here. The argument is sovereignty. Weights and prompts never leave the building. No third-party APIs, no egress monitoring, no rate limit negotiation, no data use causes to review. For teams under strict residency rules, GDPR, HIPAA, NIS2, that architectural property can outweigh raw throughput differences. But the caveats are real. RDMA still requires manual commands in macOS recovery mode, its early stage. Any M1 or M2 node on Thunderbolt 4 regresses to TCP/IP and loses latency guarantees. These clusters are better suited for batch inference than for high-frequency interactive chat. And mixture of experts models introduce a specific bottleneck. An archivic study running DBRX 132B on a Mac Studio M2 Ultra cluster found that communication time approaches computation time during expert routing, requiring manual memory optimization to prevent the interconnect from dominating the critical path. That same workload was 1.15 times more cost-efficient than an NVIDIA H100 supercomputer, but only after manual tuning. The new floor for BYO inference is $38,000 and some engineering hours in recovery mode. The strategic question is what happens in the layers above that floor, at platform scale. Snowflake demonstrated what happened. The company committed $6 billion to AWS over 5 years, in Graviton 5 CPUs and cloud GPUs. To put the trajectory in context, at IPO in 2020, the commitment was $1.2 billion. In 2023, it rose to $2.5 billion. In 2026, it doubled to $6 billion, averaging $1.2 billion per year.
Graviton 5 has 192 ARM Neoverse V3 cores with 12 memory channels at 8800 megabytes per second. Snowflake is migrating general purpose compute from Intel and AMD x86 CPUs to ARM. GPUs continue to handle model training and inference. The control plane, the natural language SQL engine of Cortex AI, summarization pipelines, sentiment analysis, and the MCP fabric from Natoma, which Snowflake acquired for agent governance, runs on ARM. And the reason reveals the real structure of agentic cost. The GPU handles model inference, but every SQL query, every Python UDF, every workflow step that an agent fires, that's general purpose compute. Agent throughput is CPU bound. Meta committed to deploying tens of millions of Graviton 5 cores for agentic AI. The control plane is the bottleneck. Silicon budgets are shifting accordingly. The capacity risk is immediate. Andy Jassy told GeekWire that two major customers recently tried to buy Graviton's entire 2026 production for Amazon and were refused. On-demand Graviton capacity at scale is effectively unavailable. Multi-year advanced capacity reservation is mandatory for anyone building agentic platforms. And there's a second risk that's receiving less attention, ISA lock-in. Graviton is ARM-based but AWS-specific. A future multi-cloud migration becomes substantially more expensive than moving between x86 clouds. When you sign a $6 billion commitment over 5 years, switching cost ceases to be theoretical. There's also an integration regression that needs to be named. Snowflake acquired Natoma for model calls.